lack of tubbiness. What do you think when I say a bear of a man? I think that's really the best way to describe a bear. The answer keeps the look subjective, which is fine. You're asking a question, you're getting an answer. It's also really the best way of describing a bear to someone who has asked about us in the bear community. It really is a starting point. Really, I believe everyone in the bear community is a bear. When it comes to the more broader community, we have started adding descriptors. Cub, otter, chaser, chub, muscle bear, panda bear, black bears, wolves, and silver foxes. Oh, for goodness sakes. Are we going too far? Here's my theory of the base of the bear community. Bear, the base label, the husky, hairy, and homosexual man. Cub, the younger and or more playful version of a bear. Otter, slender, hairy, and homosexual. Basically, a slender version of a bear. Otter pup. No, I'm not talking about the pup play fetish. Pup is the juvenile name for an otter. Thus, a younger, more playful otter. Admirers. This could be the alternate for chasers, but not everyone is into the whole chaser thing. Okay, so 5 to 6 labels. Oh, and Goldilocks, the fag hag fruit fly of the bear community. Not much we can do about that, but for the others, I think it's just about adding a modifier. Black bear is a black bear. Panda bear is an Asian. And what the hell are wolves? I've never understood that. The further we get into the animal kingdom, I think we are starting to overdo it. Not to really invalidate the other names, but don't you think we should think about it? Bear really is a large, diverse label in and of itself. I give the basic description of a bear as husky, hairy, and homosexual, but I've seen plenty of bears that aren't that hairy. Does this mean that they are not a bear? No, I still call them a bear. Bear is not about the muscles. It's not about being fat. It's not about being hairy necessarily. If you're going to label people, I'm not saying we should. I think we need to separate the label from the descriptor. Hence the already established muscle bear, big bear, black bear, pocket cub. By the way, pocket cubs are fun and crazy, guys. But that's another matter altogether. Is there a way to simplify this system? And let's not start getting into any other fetishes, master, slave, pig. That might just have to stick to the descriptor category. And we'll just stick to the regular labels. Just some random thoughts. Random act of cubbiness, random act of cubbiness, random act of cubbiness, random act of cubbiness.